Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes, it is. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House. I'm here with my eldest son, Romy Romero, who's been here in the broadcast booth for 20 years now, or darn close to it, right? Yeah, right at 20 years. I've got my baby daughter, sweet little Carol Grace, on call screening this morning. You can talk to her by dialing the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. And we have our par excellence, incomparable broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. We so appreciate his contribution to every broadcast and every day's work at the Rosie on the House Mill. I've got to take a minute and just make our listeners aware of a job opening. And Romy, I wish more than you can imagine that Monday morning you would fire me so I could go take this job.
I was waiting to see if it was if the job description sounded like anything like my job description. No. I was kind of sitting here wondering, like, okay, well, we're good.
Right. He was buttering you up.
Right, now I'm ready.
Once you hear this job, you're going to quit and go take this job. If you enjoy working in a wood shop and you're experienced with the use and safety of the tools in a shop, a miter box, a router, a belt sander, a table saw, there is this place that I have just become aware of in this past week. It's called Oakwood Creative Care. Romy, this is their mission statement. Our mission is to enhance the quality of life and spark joy for older adults with cognitive or physical challenges. They have art classes, dance classes, music classes, singing classes, and they have a wood shop that needs a wood shop manager. To help older people with cognitive or physical challenges get in the shop and build projects.
Interesting.
I'm just waiting for you to say, Rosie, you're fired.
Well, I'm looking at the address.
It's in Mesa.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Okay. If you have any interest in pursuing this, and I got this notice from a realtor whose dad actually spends time at the facility on a regular basis, and this dad is aching to use some of the tools, but they need to hire someone who has woodworking experience. Art and teaching experience would be a bonus, but they won't let my dad use the tools unsupervised. So if you'd like to visit with someone about this job opportunity, I want you to get to know Annie. She is the club director. You can call her at 480-464-1061, or you can reach out to her at Annie, A-N-N-I-E, at oakwoodcreativecare.org. Just go check out the website. I mean, the mission statement almost brings you to tears. Our mission is to enhance the quality of life and spark joy for older adults with cognitive or physical challenges.
That goes just beyond a job opening.
I know.
Typical job opening.
Will you fire me? Romy won't
do it. I don't have seniority.
How about if I give you seniority?
You have a hard time driving 3 miles to the office. I'm not seeing you making the hall of Mesa.
Oh, man.
Every day.
Well, let's see if we can go to the phones before we take the next topic. The number one most asked question this week was, what is the proper nail to use? I think people must be hanging a lot of holiday decorations and artwork. But let's go to Renee, who's called the show.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. When the auto attendant answers, just hit 1 and bypass the message. You can also text to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. This is our open home hour. Anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin, let us know. Renee, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning to you all, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and all your family.
Thank you.
And
back at you.
Oh, thank you. I have a neighbor. We have a townhouse. She's 91 years old. She calls me often.
Okay.
And her son bought for her a stand-in and sit-down shower took out the tub and had that done for, which is a wonderful gift.
That's great.
And they came yesterday early, and they left last night about 8 or 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And it looks wonderful. But she called me this morning at 8 and said she had a very small amount of water in her kitchen, which is right next to her bathroom.
Okay.
So the main line comes in, goes to the bathroom first, and then goes to the kitchen, I believe. I'm almost 100% sure. I went over there. I took off her filter on her faucet, and I thought there was maybe sediment. There was, but not enough because
okay.
I ran it without it, and it still ran slow.
Okay.
About a third of it. Okay. So I'll let you go from there.
What's your neighbor's first name?
Gene.
Gene. Okay. Well, Gene's awfully lucky to have a son that would gift that to her. And she's equally as lucky to have a neighbor she knows she can rely on, like Miss Renee. So, Renee, do you know, was a licensed contractor involved in the installation of this, or was it just
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I would think her son chose a licensed contractor. I have no idea. I don't even know the name of the company.
Okay, well, the first thing y'all should do is reach back out to the people who did the work and let them know we've got an operational deficiency since you left that we weren't experiencing before you got here. And let's see if they don't come to the rescue. Now, where in Arizona are you, Miss Renee?
It is South Scottsdale, North Tempe area.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if the tradespeople involved in the installation will come back and solve it. Now, if they don't, this number you dialed to get into the radio show is our phone number at our office all week long.
Okay.
If they don't come back, you're close to me. We'll come look at Miss Jean's bathroom and see if we can't troubleshoot why she's not getting water pressure in the kitchen sink. But let's give the guys that did the work a chance to step up first. But if they give you any reluctance or can't find it, then you call me at the office, okay?
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you. Yeah, he did call this morning, but he said they had no emergency number or call back, I guess. So he said you'll have to wait till Monday, so the poor thing. But her sprayer works. It's just the faucet. It's a new faucet because I remember she just had it put in. So I'm sure it'll be taken care of. But I just kind of wanted to get your opinion, what you might have.
That's really interesting.
Know that it
she,
could be.
She has a separate sprayer on the kitchen sink, and it's working at full pressure, but the faucet is not?
What? This month, now, when I went over, I didn't check the sprayer, but she said the sprayer works fine. That's what she said. So at least she's able to wash her dishes. Then,
This should be a fairly easy solve. So let's see if those guys can't come back and take care of it. You now know the phone number that will ring in our office all week long. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4. U, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. Now, Romy, I can never explain what drives the most asked question at RosieOnTheHouse.com each week. This week, it's how do I choose the right nail? That indicates to me there's a lot of do-it-yourself work going on out there.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize how big a question that is. I got to know, what are you doing? Okay? Are you doing work outside? Well, you need to understand what a galvanized coated nail is. Okay? Are you doing work inside? Framing up a little interior wall where you just need some vinyl-coated 16-penny sinkers? Or are you hanging baseboard where you need 4- and 8-penny finish nails? Or are you just trying to hang some artwork or do some drywall repair? They can be a little hard to find, but my favorite nail is the cupped head drywall nail because it has a little hook on its head. And it works as the perfect hook to hang lightweight artwork on a wall. And you don't need to hit the stud. You just need to drive it in at about a 45-degree angle and don't peck at it. Line it up and strike it and hit it once. Let it sink in about half its depth. And that leaves a great little hook with a little head on it that really grabs that cable or that little hook. But they can be hard to find because everyone has gone to drywall screws. But the cupped head little 6- and 8-penny drywall nail is pretty handy. If you're working outside, and I'm not even going to talk about all the different nails that will go on a roof because that's a whole different family and you shouldn't be up there anyway, okay? But if you're working outside on woodwork, on things that are going to stay exposed to weather, you do need galvanized coated so they don't rust. You generally want to nail the smaller board onto the bigger board, and you want to nail long enough to go all the way through the narrow board and almost all the way through the thicker board. That's how you pick about the right size nail.